The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play the Fantasy Pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, golf and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by the premier arbitrage sports betting tool, Avo. Use their tool to bet both sides and lock in a profit. Access their platform for free at arbsversusodds.com. That's ARBS versus odds.com. Plus, in honor of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a tailor-made SpiderX putter for free. Enter at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. You are listening to Scamessa Italy here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. On that account, I post my sports betting opinions. On that account, I also post free play winners. And most significantly on that account, I post my profit and loss spreadsheets. Unlike many other handicappers, I'm actually transparent and tracked. And unlike any other handicapper that I'm aware of, I have delivered 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. All my spreadsheets are available to look at on X. The pinned tweet is the latest spreadsheet from the previous month. You can scroll down and find the others, or you can head over to lockbetting.com where they're all posted in one more convenient to find location. You can also sign up for my additional plays on that website. When you look through my spreadsheets, you will see that I know how to sensibly manage a bankroll, making betting accessible for anybody with a disposable income. Every single spreadsheet and the profits are verified by existing members. And if you have any questions or want to be one, then you can fire them over to me at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. But before you do that, I really do encourage you to do your research, do your due diligence, have a look through the spreadsheets, have a look at the bankroll management, have a look at the type of plays that we do to see if it is right for you. Moving on with this edition of Scamessa Italia. Obviously, last week, because of the situation, we did a very different version of the show, but we are back to our normal version of Scamessa Italia. And every week, these are hard to do. It's hard to do Italian football because there isn't really much at stake. We do have a top four race, yes. We do have a battle to survive, yes. But we do not have a title race. And a lot of those places in the top four, I would say, are secure. We know Inter Milan are going to win the league. I don't see any way that Milan don't finish in the top four. I don't see any way that Juve don't finish in the top four. It's really all about fourth spot and the Europa League places, with Bologna just 3 points ahead of Roma and Atalanta 8 points behind Bologna and 5 points behind Roma for that automatic Europa League spot. Then we have a 1 point difference between Atalanta and Lazio. However, Lazio have played two more games than Atalanta, and Atalanta actually have a game in hand over Bologna and Roma. So everything is tight up there for the top six and that final Champions League spot and the automatic Europa League spot. And that's really the most interesting thing about Serie A this season. Down at the bottom, if you look at Sassuolo in 19th spot, all the way up to Cagliari in 13th spot, only 5 points separate those teams. So you have Cagliari in 13th, Sassuolo in 19th, and they're all separated by just 5 points, with 7 games to play for everybody between now and the end of this season. We begin with the 5 o'clock kickoff tomorrow as Juventus travel to Torino. It's a Turin derby where Juve are the 6-5 favourites to win it. It's 21-10 on the draw and it's 5-2 here on Torino. Because this is the Turin derby, I do expect a bigger effort here from Torino to try and win the game. Torino's last win in the derby, known as the Derby della Mole, came back in 2015, but they have the chance to claim the bragging rights here once again against a Juve team who really have nothing to play for. Torino, they've only lost twice at home in Serie A this season and has managed 5 clean sheets in their last 6 at home, whilst Juve are winless in 4 on their travels, losing 3 of those games and are looking vulnerable as we get to the meat and potatoes part of the season. I can see Torino edging out a tight game here and finding a way to win it. I like Torino in the double chance market at 7-10 to avoid the defeat. I also like this to be a low scoring affair, so I like the under, but the under is more juiced at 4-7. So for me, I'm going to take Torino to avoid a defeat here. Do not see Juve winning this game. I think this is a big chance for Torino to steal the bragging rights. And we're going to take them not to lose here in the double chance market at a price of 7-10. Up next, we have Bologna at home to Monza, where Bologna are the 4-7 favourites. It's 16-5 on the draw and it's 11-2 here on Monza. Bologna still have a little bit of work to do if they are going to finish in the top four. That would be a phenomenal achievement for them, but they still have to do the work to make sure that they do get over the line. Here, I cannot see past anything other than a Bologna win because Bologna have been so strong at home this season, and I look for them to continue that with a win here against Monza. Not really willing to take any big risks. I'm not going to add anything to this. Nothing like Bologna to cover any kind of handicap. Not Bologna plus any kind of goals. Not even an over 1.5. I'm just going to take them here on the money line because that's what I feel most comfortable with. And that's because Bologna are solid at home and solid enough for me to take 4-7. They've been absolutely incredible here, picking up 38 points from the 58 that they've picked up altogether in front of their own fans. Each of their last 5 home wins have actually come by 2 goals or more. So if you want to, you can take a handicap, but I would only go to -1 so I protect myself so I don't lose if they only win by a single goal. At least I get the push. I do think they'll be able to win with room to spare against a Monza side who head into this game off the back of back-to-back losses and are probably on the beach. But for me, given how we have struggled in recent weeks with this podcast in particular more than others, I'm simply looking for wins and I'm going to take Bologna on the money line here at the price of 4-7 for this one. Before we move on to Sunday's games, let me let you know, in honour of Masters Week, the guys at the Golf Gambling Podcast are giving away a TaylorMade Spider X putter. You can enter for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. You have until the end of the Masters to do so. Once again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports and also the fastest growing app in the industry. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, you should call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Moving on to selected games from Sunday, we begin with Sassuolo against AC Milan. Napoli are in the early kickoff. I don't want to talk about Napoli. I don't want to handicap Napoli. I don't want to know that Napoli even exists between now and the end of the season. I don't care. I'm not talking about Napoli anymore. They are the biggest reason why our lot record is not up to par compared to previous seasons. And I have no interest in discussing that team. So we move straight on to Sassuolo versus AC Milan, where Milan comes to Sassuolo as a 3-4 favourites. It's 3-1 on the draw. And Sassuolo here are 10-3 underdog. Given Sassuolo's needs and given AC Milan just played in the Europa League and lost against Roma, you can understand why I might be tempted to take Sassuolo here, but I just cannot trust this team. They've lost two of their last four Serie A home games. And the only thing that I like coming out of those games is the fact that BTTS landed in three of them, because that's what we're going to take as our main selection here for this game. AC Milan, they've won four consecutive away games, but you can't really confidently take them with Sassuolo needing the win here and also having a good record against both the Milan teams. But BTTS has also cashed in three of those four away games involving AC Milan. I'm more confident taking BTTS. There isn't really any need for AC Milan to try and make a big effort to win this game. They should be concentrating on the Europa League, and I think that they will be. And I think that distraction may offer up Sassuolo the opportunity to take something, but you can't confidently take a team who are in a woeful run of form and are battling against relegation because of how they've played in the last 10 to 15 games. So BTTS is the safest play. We take that as a juice selection, and we take it at a price of 4-6 minus 150 for this one. Up next, we move on to the game here between Udinese and Roma. This is an important one because Roma are trying to qualify for the Champions League. They're the 13-10 favourites to win it. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 23-10 on Udinese, the home underdog. I think this is going to be a low-scoring and cagey affair, and I'm more comfortable taking the under than I am taking Roma as the favourite. In fact, I think there's strong data here for a draw, if I'm honest. Udinese have drawn three of their last five home games, while Roma have drawn their last two away Serie A contests. This falls between two huge Europa League clashes for Roma. And I can see them being distracted by the fact that they just played in the Europa League as well. And they may even preserve some energy for the return leg against AC Milan. So I see this being a low intensity, cagey affair. And my main lean here will be on the under. We also have more data for the under, given the fact that Roma have kept four consecutive clean sheets in all competitions and have been reliant on set pieces for their goals lately. Udinese, they're not terrible defensively, and their game plan could definitely be to keep things tight and cagey at the back. They are also a team who rely on corners and free kicks and set pieces to get themselves goals. And with that said, with both of these teams being masters at set pieces, with both of these teams having solid defensive record, with records of Roma not conceding goals, and with Roma looking ahead to the Europa League, having just played in the Europa League, I think we have everything here for an under. I don't see three goals here, and I think under 2.5 goals at 4-5 minus 125 for me is definitely the standout play here for this one. The final game we cover on Sunday is Inter Milan at home to Cagliari, where Inter are the 1-5 minus 500 favourites as they look to be well on their way to winning the league and are just playing out games at this point, much like Napoli were last season. It's 13-2 on the draw, and it's 14-1 here on Cagliari. How do we bet this? Because Inter Milan will win this game, but they are strong, strong favourites to do so. Well, we take Inter to win and we tack on under 4.5 goals. This has been a reliable play for Inter Milan this season. And we do have to lay some juice, but I do think there's value still at the price of 7-10 here for this one. Fewer than four goals have been scored in Inter's last five Serie A games and also in six of Cagliari's last seven matches. Inter Milan for this game will also be without their main man, Lautaro Martinez, which means that the chances of a high-scoring game are somewhat diminished by his absence as well. So I think we have everything here for our play. We're going to take Inter with the under 4.5 goals tacked on. And as I said, we take it at the price of 7-10 here for this one. Before we move on to Monday's games, let me let you know we're proud to partner up with AVO, the premier sports arbitrage tool. If you're new to arbitrage betting, it's very simple. Basically, you're betting both sides of a bet, but at two different sports books to lock in a profit. The AVO tool scans the sports books, looking for discrepancies in the odds and tells you how much money you need to place with each sports book and the expected profit. The tool is super easy to use, and lightning fast, as speed is actually a big part of arbitrage sports betting, because sometimes there could be some line movement based on information and a certain book may not pick up on that as fast as another. And that's one way where you may get an opportunity to capitalize on line discrepancies. The best part is Avo is currently free to use without restrictions. That's right, it's completely free. Get started today at arbsversusodds.com. That's arbsversusodds.com. arbsversusodds.com. Moving on to Monday, we begin with Fiorentina versus Genoa in the 5:30 kickoff, where Fiorentina, the 10-11 favourites, is 5-2 on the draw and is 16-5 here on Genoa. I would say this is a clash with two teams who have nothing to play for. And I could easily see Genoa coming away with a point here, with Fiorentina looking ahead to Europa Conference League action, where they're expected to get to the final again and come up against Aston Villa. Now, Fiorentina, they failed to win four of their last six Serie A home games, while Genoa are in decent form and they've avoided defeat in seven of their last eight away from home. With that kind of data, I'm absolutely on board with fading Fiorentina as a 10-11 favourite and taking Genoa even money plus 100 to avoid the loss here in this one. The final game we look at is Atalanta at home to Verona, where the hosts are 1-2 minus 200 favourites to win it. It's 7-2 on the draw and it's 6-1 here on Verona. This should be a win for Atalanta, but I'm willing to take the minus one Asian handicap here. This isn't minus 1.5. This is minus one at 4-5, minus 125, where you push if they win by a single goal and you win if they win by two goals or more. You lose if they fail to win this game, which I don't see happening, given that Atalanta have won seven of the last eight home games and they've covered this minus 1.5 Asian handicap line in five of those games. And they also are coming into this one off the back of a 3-0 success at Anfield last Thursday. And I don't really think they need to worry too much about the home game. Liverpool, I don't think, are going to come to Atalanta and win by four goals. It wouldn't surprise me to see Liverpool just giving up on the Europa League and actually playing a rotated team once again. It's not likely, but even with Salah and the top boys out there, I just don't see Liverpool getting back into this tie. So Atalanta can fully focus on this game. They're full of confidence and are well capable of beating Verona convincingly, given that Verona have lost eight of their last 12 Serie A away games. So I expect Atalanta to win. I expect them to win comfortably. And my lean here for this game is to take Atalanta minus one in the Asian handicap market. Once again, let me reiterate, this pushes if they win by a single goal. This loses if they don't win the game, and you win if they win by two goals or more. Atalanta, of course, still looking to qualify for the Champions League, whilst their opponents, Verona, they are just 1 point outside of the relegation places. So this is a very important game at both ends of the table. I just think Atalanta have too much quality in their locker to drop points here, as proven by their devastating win against Liverpool in the Europa League on Thursday. Closing out with your lock on the show. Now, I want to address this. The lock record on this show has gone south. When you compare it to other records, 37-4 in the EPL, 23-10-1 with the Lock Betting exclusive European show. And you can get that show this weekend by heading over to lockbetting.com. The Bundesliga show, 19-8-2. The Champions League show, unbelievably, going 12-5. 19-11-1 for Scommessa Italia isn't really good enough. And we're desperately looking to improve that between now and the end of the season. So we're looking for a winning lock here for sure. And the safest way for me to get you a winning lock here is to just stick with Inter Milan. Inter Milan have been a cash cow this season. They've been forever reliable. And I just cannot see past Inter Milan winning their game at home to Cagliari. and I certainly don't see five goals scored in that game with Lautaro Martinez, the main striker of Inter Milan, missing the game. Fewer than four goals have been scored in Inter's last five Serie A games and also in six of Cagliari's last seven, whilst I only see one winner of this game. So your lock here on this show is going to be to take Inter Milan with the under 4.5 goals tacked on at the price of 7-10. That's it for me in this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.